So it's day two here at the Business for Doctors Conference in Sydney, and joining us now at the desk is Dr. Catherine Backus of Alivia. It's a practice that's been only running for 5 weeks down in Melbourne. That is so young.
Yes.
They haven't even learnt to crawl yet.
Correct. Or not the baby of the businesses.
Wow. And so you were obviously working as a GP somewhere before then.
Yep. So I've been working for a GP for how many years now? 10 or 11
really?
Years. Yep.
Did you get long service leave?
I wish. No, that was having babies. And having spent some time in general practice, I just recognised that a lot of health conditions can be improved with weight loss, and our advice of eat less and move more just doesn't work. So I set out on a bit of a fact-finding mission to find out what works in weight management. And I spent some time at the Monash Bariatric Clinic with Dr. Sharon Marks, and some time with Professor Joe Proietto, who's the head of the Austin Weight Management Clinic, and did my own research to really find out what works in this area for weight management, because so many patients struggle with it. They have got so many fad diets out there. They don't know.
There's so many books on it.
So much conflicting information.
We've got the supermarkets adding their 2 bowls worth.
Yeah, so it's really hard for our patients. So I wanted to provide them with some evidence-based but also effective treatments around weight management.
Do you feel like you did find the effective treatment?
Yeah.
You're successful in your mission, your fact-finding mission?
I think so. So I think that there is many ways to skin a cat, but what we've found is the most effective way to lose weight is by putting patients on a low-carbohydrate diet.
Yeah.
And very low-energy diets work particularly well because they actually help patients to feel full and satisfied and that their hunger is suppressed. For some patients, you know, my analogy is it's like any other medical condition. You might have asthma where there's a genetic component and there's a bit of lifestyle as well. If they smoke, then that's not going to do them any favours.
Mm.
And it's similar with weight. There will be some people who there's a really strong genetic component.
Mm-hmm.
They've got weight in their family. They've got they've been overweight even as a child. They've tried multiple times to lose weight, but it comes back on.
Mm.
This is not a fault of our patients,
yeah.
but it's really speaks to their physiology and the body's desire to, you know, to conserve energy and to put on weight.
Mm.
So helping those patients manage their weight with dietary methods that suppress their appetite, but most importantly, when they get to weight maintenance, they need something to take care of that hunger, which naturally rebounds after a patient has lost weight.
Mm.
You probably hear many people who've gone on a diet and they've lost 20 kilos and they've stacked it all back on again.
Mm.
Our aim is not to help them just to lose the weight, but to help them with weight maintenance and to overcome some of the physiological changes that happen when we
yeah.
lose weight.
Yeah, those crazy crash diets, we can blame those on television as well, can't we? When you see TV shows and
yeah.
you see these people after and it's all back and worse.
Yeah.
And that's about the metabolism, is it?
So they showed, like, after studying the Biggest Loser contestants in America, that one of the changes that happens is they drop their basal metabolic rate when they lose weight. That's
mm-hmm.
expected. But
mm-hmm.
there's another 300 calories a day that we improve in our energy efficiency
mm-hmm.
On top of that sort of expected drop. So yes, there's a slowing of our metabolism, and the other two changes that were noted in a different study by Sumithra and et al. In 2011
mm.
was that a year after undergoing weight loss, patients had higher levels of hunger than they did at baseline, and they actually felt less full than they did at baseline. And they followed them up at 3 years and 6 years, and these changes were still there.
Right.
So we have to help patients, you know,
mm.
to overcome some of those hormonal changes if they're going to be successful in keeping it off. So that's, you know, dietary intervention together with lifestyle, you know, exercise is going to play a key role. But some people will need a bit of extra help with medication to keep that weight down.
Yeah, yeah, I can imagine. And I like the fact that when you were the GP in the previous years before opening up Alivia, that you notice that the weight is a massive factor for causing other ailments.
Yeah,
and so
yeah.
you're sort of like going to the core here and going...
It's so rewarding because
yeah.
you see patients who lose 20 or 30 kilos and their HbA1c drops dramatically, their cholesterol improves, their fatty liver disappears. And I thought, wow, that's going to be great. And that's stuff we can measure. But what my patients tell me is that they feel so much better in themselves, their energy's better, they're sleeping better. And even one patient said, do you know what? I've actually got a job promotion and I think I might have been discriminated against because of my weight previously. My relationships are better. It's amazing. Those things I never expected patients would be talking about, they actually feel a whole lot better. Yeah.
Wow, that's really
those other areas as well.
So let's talk about your business now. 5 weeks, that's extremely young.
Yes.
You don't seem stressed or worried. Actually, you talk to people who've just started a new business. Are things going well so far?
Like, things are going well because I guess I road tested in my previous practice and built a following. And so starting out has been relatively smooth sailing and just... I'm passionate about this area, so I only hope I'm sort of being booked out for 2 or 3 weeks in advance already. Hoping to bring on some other GPs who might be also interested in this area around weight management and helping patients. So, yeah, it's been really good. But I guess coming to the Business for Doctors conference for me has been about just garnering a good team around me and getting my foundations right from the start of this business. So, just having a good team of accountant, financial advisor, business coach and business planning and banking and brokerage, all those aspects that are needed to make a successful business, getting my systems right so that I can, grow and not be sort of finding out these things as I go along. I just want to get the foundations right from the start. So it's been really helpful coming
to conference. Do you have a team or are you...
So I've got a great accountant and financial advisor and business coach as well. So, but I've got to get a good lawyer and feel those around me
and
too.
And they don't come cheap.
Yes, correct.
So you mentioned some dietary techniques that you're sharing with your patients. What are some other techniques that you're sharing with your patients?
So what we do is we do a comprehensive assessment at the start and we look at the patient and say, well, what other things could be contributing to their weight? We'll screen for thyroid conditions, polycystic ovaries, anything that might be relevant. We'll also look at the effects of their weight on their health. So if they've got high cholesterol, fatty liver, osteoarthritis, ischemic heart disease, we'll screen for sleep apnea and medications. Look at what are those medications might be putting on weight. And then once we've decided on the dietary intervention that we do, I also run an educational program with my patients where we'll go through the elements of a healthy diet so that when they reach their weight goal, they know exactly what to be doing, to be able to maintain that long term, having adequate amounts of protein. I suggest to them using a low carbohydrate diet if they can follow that to help with suppression of their hunger. And I'll also cover things like exercise, physical activity, how we deal with breaking bad habits, stress and emotional eating, and how we can keep the weight off in the long term.
Yeah, so stress and emotional eating and hunger hormones, are these sort of all linked, are they?
Many people think that weight regain is actually all in our head, and it is, but not in that way that we think. So it's not just about having emotional eating and having a lack of willpower. A lot of that hunger, as I described, is actually driven by our hormones. Mm-hmm. So it's the analogy I use, it's like trying to tell someone to use willpower to hold their breath. They can do it to a certain point, but eventually they pass out and they start breathing again. Mm-hmm. And the same with our appetite and hunger as well. We can use our willpower to restrict calories and to lose weight, but eventually our physiology kicks in and it drives up our hunger. And that's what you'll eat. It's a very strong primal drive. It's designed to make us survive. So that's why it's really important to have a way of keeping your calories low, healthy nutritious diet, exercise, but something to help with appetite suppression really helps people keep their weight off.
And so when you're seeing patients, are you generally seeing them long term? Are you setting up a 6 month thing or is it 6 weeks?
Long as they need to lose their weight. So I often see them fortnightly, but they come as often or as little as they like. But that gives that fortnightly gives that accountability, the chance to touch base, which patients say that they love and need, and it also gives us the chance to deliver some of that educational material as well.
Dietitian, I guess that's a field there that will be very handy to.
Yeah, so as I build the practice, I'm actually working with a psychologist already, which has been really beneficial. And ultimately, my goal is to build in with a team of dietitians, psychologists, bariatric surgeons, and some other specialists that may be relevant, such as respiratory physicians and gastroenterologists and endos. The list is endless. I guess I'd really love to build a weight assessment and management clinic because I just don't think it's done very well here.
Any advice for any doctors or GPs that are looking at starting up their own practice who are currently contractors and wanting to go it alone like yourself? I love the fact that you're just inspired and you've seen, you can see how you can help a lot of people.
I think be brave, take risks, and I think the best thing you can do is just do what you love. If you're doing what you love and it just comes easily and you enjoy your work, you find helping your patients is you know, inspiring in itself, and you'll be doing the best thing by your patients. So yeah, be brave and do what you love.
Yeah, that's excellent. Well, Dr. Catherine Vegas, thanks so much for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.